The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and what a beautiful day it is. Today, April the 2nd, and 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Christina's there at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great.
What'd you do yesterday?
To be honest, I was just sleeping. The weather was putting me to bed.
Putting you to sleep?
Yes. Yesterday was raining, super rainy, so I was just trying to do some stuff with my move. And
okay. Well, we went over to Turtle Bay last night for a while, and it was raining, and then it stopped raining, and we ended up over at Mosaic. But today, sunny with a high near 62, and tomorrow's going to be sunny. Friday, sunny is a high near 70. Saturday is sunny, and Saturday night, mostly clear. Sunday, a slight chance of showers after 11 a.m. And then Monday, a chance of showers, but then Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 75 next Tuesday. So, looks like the weather is starting to clear here. And Friday, like I said, sunny with a high near 70. So, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And the next few days from today through Sunday, looks like it's going to be great weather. So, weather reports always brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been doing this for like 30 years, into the third generation of the Kenny family running that business. It's been very successful, and it's been based on the high level of customer support they offer. They give discounts for seniors, for veterans. They've got other payment plans. They take care of their customers like they were family. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am, we're here today to be talking about substance use prevention programs at Health and Human Services Agency right here. And with us is Rena Dixit and Bernice Jacobo. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, that's perfect.
It is?
Yes.
Jacobo? I got it right?
Well, you can say a Jacobo.
Uh-huh. Is that the way you do it?
I do. I think I just like to make it easy for people.
Okay. So, Bernice Jacobo.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I don't know who wants to start off first, but let's start with Bernice. Okay, Bernice, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this type of work.
Yeah, of course. So I am actually not originally from Reading. I am from the Central Valley going south.
Okay.
And I went to undergrad in our local city of Turlock, and I decided I wanted to study public health, and then further on into my education, I wanted to pursue my master's in public health, so I went ahead and did that. And just seeing working with nonprofits and being involved with the community really drew my attention to wanting to further that passion.
Why public health? But why public health? Is that something that you're interested in? What piqued your interest in that?
Yeah, so I grew up in a very underserved community back home. And I saw a lot of individuals who were not able to access Medi-Cal or other services for their health. And that really just drove me to want to pursue a way to help them. And if that was one component of that could be prevention, that was my goal. So that's how I
became here. Well, cool. And Rena, how about you?
Yeah, so, again, I'm like Berenice, I am not from Reading. I moved down from Southern California, but before that, I actually moved from Missouri. So I grew up in Missouri, and I did my undergraduate degree in rural Missouri. So the school there was, you know, it was like Berenice said, it was underserved. It was in a rural part of Missouri, and I got into public health through that program that they had there. And I was really passionate about the fact that public health can reach people in a way that I think in other fields you might not be able to, and just better their health and better their quality of life. And because I was so passionate about it, I decided to pursue my master's degree in public health.
Okay. Yeah. So. Oh, no, I mean, that sounds good. You know, we need people like y'all, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I think if somebody says 60% of the people in Shasta County are on Partnership Health Plan, which is Medicaid or Medi-Cal. So it's, you know, public health plays a huge part of Shasta County. But we're facing a lot of problems. Is that right?
Yes, that is true. We do know that here in the county we see high rates of substance use, unfortunately.
Of what?
Of substance use among youth.
Of substance abuse, okay.
Yes. We know from, like, the California Healthy Kids Survey from 2019 to 2021 that there, from 9th and 11th graders, you see rates higher than the state average.
Uh-huh.
So I do have a few numbers here to throw at you. So for 11th graders, 17% of Shasta County 11th graders use marijuana compared to 12% for California.
How many? What percent?
So 17% here,
okay,
in the county.
As opposed to 12. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Does Shasta County equate with the other northern counties? In other words, we used to say, well, you know, the suicide rate in Shasta County is this high. But then if you look at the rural counties up in the north, and it wasn't that much different. It's, you know, it was further down south where you had more assets, more medical assets. So I was just wondering if... So you're just looking at Shasta County, though, right?
Yes, we're just looking at Shasta County. I don't have exact rates for the northern states.
Okay. No, I was just wondering. Yeah. Okay. So 17% as opposed to 12%.
Yes.
Well, frankly, I thought the number would be higher than that. It's everywhere.
No, definitely. I mean, it could be higher. These are rates comparing from 2019 to 2021, so we don't have the updated version.
Okay.
So maybe in the next year, we are able to get those numbers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. And so, okay, so that's marijuana. What about?
So for binge drinking, it's 11% for Shasta County and 7% for California.
And that's in binge drinking for 11th graders.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. And then for alcohol and other drugs, Shasta County has a 27% and California it's at 19%.
When you say other substances, what does that include?
So that can be opioids.
Prescription drugs,
I think. Okay, prescription drugs, opiates, not like vaping. Is that in a different category?
That would be a different category.
Yeah, because we're finding that they're putting things into the vaping capsules or whatever they are. I've never vaped. So, okay. So you're saying we have a little bit of a problem up here.
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right. I tell you what, we're getting ready to take a quick break, and I'm here with Rena Dixit and Bernice Jacobo from the Health and Human Services Agency here in Shasta County, and we're talking about the problems of substance abuse for our kids, and God knows we got enough of that around there, but, you know, and what are some of the things that are going to happen, or what are the things that are going to be done to try and reach out and try and lower these numbers and to educate our kids here in the next 30 minutes. All right. So, okay, we'll be right back.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the very serious studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:20 in the morning here on April the 2nd. Hey, April the 1st. Did you do any April Fool jokes there, kid?
I overslept them.
Wait, that's not a joke. I mean, you do that all the time. Come on. It's got to be something different. Did you see the printer? How the printer works now? It works under AI. You just talk to it, and it'll print what you want.
Seriously, because I tried to print something this morning, and it never works.
Well, it's because you didn't talk into it. Didn't you read the sign?
No, I haven't. Maybe because my super English, Ukrainian English, it didn't recognize my voice.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, was voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row, and they are. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. You can design your own jewelry there, and they'll help you, and then they'll build it for you. They've got a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Been there for 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's the only place that Linda and I and people we know will go to buy jewelry is right there. You're never going to be sorry. At Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with the Health and Human Services Agency, Public Health, talking about substance use prevention programs, and is a guest speaker coming into town. And I'm here with Rena Dixit and Bernice Jacoba.
Yes.
All right. Now, who wants to tell me who the who Kriya Lindazon is? Linda, did I? Okay. Lindzion.
Yes.
Okay. Did I get? Am I getting closer?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. All right. So tell me, Rena, who is she and what is she going to be talking about?
Yeah. So Kriya Lindzion, she's a national expert on preventing youth substance use. She's from North Carolina, so we're bringing her all the way here to Reading. And she possesses 20 years of experience working with high-risk youth, parents, and educators, and is known as a teen whisperer for her ability to speak to youth. And, yeah, she's coming here to Shasta County on April 3rd.
A teen whisperer.
Yes.
Did I see that? A teen whisperer. See, nobody ever used that word until that movie or until that book came out, The Horse Whisperer.
Really?
Did you know that? I mean, I've never heard it until that came out. And of course, that was a couple of decades ago. Tell us about this. Our kids, we can talk about substance abuse, but, fentanyl has become such a horrible, horrible addition to the drugs that are already available out there. It's one thing to smoke marijuana, but now I've heard that, they're lacing marijuana with fentanyl. I mean, and it's an extremely, extremely addictive drug. So, when she's talking about, I guess, is you've got three different presentations going on, if I've got this right. Under Impactful Conversations, is that correct?
She has four speaking events.
Okay, she has four.
Yes.
All right, so the first one is on April 3rd, which is tomorrow.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, Not My Kid, Preventing and Responding to Youth Substance Use. And she's going to be speaking about this.
Yes, she will be. Sorry, my voice got a little... But yeah, she has four presentations coming up.
Okay.
April 3rd and April 4th. We do have times that vary in the morning or in the evening. So on April 3rd, we have Not My Kid. This one is tailored for parents and guardians. And keep in mind, though, as I go through these presentations, even though I'm giving details about who they're tailored for, anybody can attend. Anybody will gain new skills that they can include in their toolbox, so just keep that in mind. So we have Not My Kid at 6 to 7 p.m. That will be in the Reading Library Community Room. We have Having Impactful Conversations with Our Kids About Cannabis and Other Drugs. We have actually two different presentations for this one. We have April 3rd from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. It will be at the Reading Teen Center. And April 4th from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Shasta County Office of Education on Innsbruck. And this presentation is tailored to those who support youth mentors, coaches, and school staff. We also have Not On Our Watch, Understanding, Preventing, and Addressing Youth THC and Other Substance Use on April 4th from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. at Burney High School for educators, school staff, and all adults in East County. But again, if you're interested in attending, no matter who they're tailored for, you're more than welcome to come and join. We believe that we want to target as many parents and adults as we can. So every attendee counts, and we would love to have you all there.
Okay, so it starts tomorrow, 6 to 7 p.m. at the Reading Library Community Room. Not My Kid, Preventing and Responding to Youth Substance Abuse. But it could be open to everybody. But, yes. You know, primarily I would imagine parents and guardians would get a lot of good information about this. And then having impactful conversations with our kids about cannabis and other drugs, that's going to be also tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Reading Teen Center. And that's kind of like for teachers and parents and that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay. And then the last one up in Burnie. On April 4th from 1:30 to 2:30.
Yes.
And that's at Burnie High School. It's the what do you hear where you're at? I mean, you're out there every day in the trenches trying to combat drug abuse and substance abuse from our kids.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you kind of feedback do you get? I mean, are they taking it serious? Are parents taking it serious?
Yeah, so I think one thing we've heard is that there are various intersecting factors that contribute to substance use among youth.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, adults and parents, they do their part, but sometimes it can be difficult. It's a difficult task to have those conversations with them. But that's the goal of our presentation here. We want to really emphasize that importance for parents and adults to spend their time speaking with youth about substances and build those relationships of trust so that in the future they're inclined to use substances or have social relationships that are peer pressuring them. We want them to have that confidence to go to an adult and have a conversation and hopefully prevent that substance use before it escalates.
And that could be either a parent or a family member or a teacher.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Even the neighbor, sometimes, you know, you see the little kids running around, you interact with them, so it's definitely worth it.
So, Rena, the when you work with people like this, I mean, you're on the prevention track,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the treatment track.
Yes, that's correct. We're on the alcohol and other drug prevention team.
The what?
So we're on the team, and it's the alcohol and other drug prevention team. So yeah,
okay.
We do specifically focus on prevention. So. Making sure that youth don't start using, or if they do use, it's stopped immediately so that they don't get to that state where they're addicted.
Give me a success story.
A success story.
Yeah, I mean, you all are seeing these kids, right? And or do you see them individually, or is this more of a group thing that you all are doing, or do you organize that stuff? In other words, you're not going down and seeing Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
Who's starting to have a problem. You're kind of organizing the effort to help Joe. Or are you? Do you talk to individuals?
Yeah, so we actually don't physically interact with individuals. We like to collaborate with other organizations to do these preventative measures. So that can be helping to fund activities or developing programs or implementing a specific program into the school system.
What kind of programs?
So we do have part of the California Department of Public Health. They are helping us with a curriculum from Stanford Medicine. So we do cannabis training with the school of with SCOE. So Shasta County Office of Education, they've been helping us to get this curriculum out there. And really just educate youth from high school so that way we are able to, again, do that preventative measure.
Okay. So I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you 3 minutes to think about this, because then I'm going to ask you, how do you know it's working? How does it get to the kids? Okay? I mean, obviously there's money put aside for it, and you two are very sincere, and you're trying. But I want to know how the programs get to the kids. You know, I mean, Stanford does a study. Does my fifth grader ever see any part of it? I mean, if I had a fifth grader. So, okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by REU. REU wants to tell you that they have rebates available that will help offset the cost of an electric vehicle that you may be thinking of purchasing. Car, truck, SUV, or bike, maybe even a little scooter there. REU has rebates, has information on rebates that can help offset the cost there. State, local, and federal rebates at REU.gov/EV. Just check that out if you're looking for an electric vehicle. 7:30 in the morning here on the 2nd of April, and we'll be right back with Health and Human Services.
Redding Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at RedingRodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
What makes you feel like doing something like that?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio sponsored by, Wind River Resort and Casino. And this portion is sponsored by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries, you need to get a hold of Patrick Gorman. Work injuries are going to be life, can be life changing for you, your family. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back to work, but it's just dragging out or things aren't happening the way they should be. You need a good lawyer, and that's Patrick Gorman. He's going to fight for you. Insurance company's got lots of lawyers. You just need one. It's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today, GormanLaw.com. Established in Palo Cedro about 4 years ago, and it's the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He knows what he's doing. He's a good guy. And I'm here with Health and Human Services. We're talking about prevention of drug use in our children, and involving the whole family in this, in these conversations. And I'm with Rena Dixit and Bernice Jacobo. And I told them they better start pummeling me with the energy and the facts here. When you go to work in the morning, I mean, does it seem never ending? Because substance abuse, people that help out in substance abuse, it must be tough. Because here you are, you know what's right. You present the information, and some, it just, like, does it bounce off their little foreheads, or is it something that happens in the family? What have you discovered since you started this?
Since I think we've both seen that since we've started, there are more people out in the community who are becoming aware that this is a bigger problem than we've realized, and they are taking steps in order to sort of help our youth and prevent them from using substances. So we were just out in the community. We went to Fall Rivers and Bernie to promote this, the CRIA events. And, you know, they're very, very receptive to what we are saying. We went to a church, we went to pharmacies, we went to the Fall Rivers Library, and they're all very receptive to what we had to say, and they're very interested in attending and going. And so we do see that, you know, there are people who are outside of public health, outside of even like, even these like health professions, people are interested. You know, it's adults, parents, guardians, even grandparents, uncles, aunts, coaches, janitors, bus drivers, you know, a lot of people are realizing.
They're on the front lines when it gets down to it. But bus drivers, they see it. The janitors at the schools, they see a lot of stuff. They're ubiquitous. They're there. They're always around. Coaches, that would be the ones I think that you'd want to be, you know, dragging in there. But they would want to be into this because of their kids. Now, if they're in athletics, their chances of using, you know, substance like that are probably down if it's, you know, for athletics. But we're talking about a series of guest speaker events, and it's called Impactful Conversations, Talking with Kids about Substance Use. And it starts tomorrow at the Reading Library Community Room at, well, really it starts at 11 a.m. at the Reading Teen Center, having impactful conversations with our kids about cannabis and other drugs, and it's for parents, mentors, relatives, teachers, anybody. And then another one, the same one, is happening on April 4th at SCOE, Shasta County Office of Education. There will be teachers and administrators there listening to CRIA. Lenzian, who is a licensed mental health and addictions therapist and a certified prevention specialist with 20-plus years of experience. And she's worked with high-risk youth and their families, earned her a reputation as the teen whisperer. Okay. Now, tomorrow, though, from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Reading Library, is Not My Kid, Preventing and Responding to Youth Substance Abuse. So who, and you're reaching out to parents, guardians for that, correct?
Yes. Yes.
That's correct. But again, I mean, if anybody who's interested is more than welcome to come. They are tailored to specific audiences, but we believe that any attendee will gain something new that they can build their skill set and really mm-hmm. just be able to speak with youth about substance use.
Okay, and this is free.
Yes.
I mean, everybody can just come in and find a chair and find ways of what? Of discovering, perhaps, that your child is abusing something?
Yeah, so it is free. It has been funded through the California Department of Public Health, so we have, that help from them. And, sorry, can you repeat the question? I know my mind was dozing off, but...
dozing off. I have that problem.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday. When you're reaching out to parents, are they surprised when you give them some of the symptoms? Or do they know it, they just are ignoring it?
I would say it's a little bit of both. We do have parents who know what's going on with their kids, and we have those who might not have the time to really look into it or have those conversations. But mm-hmm. I think that's what we're trying to do here with these presentations, is really trying to provide them with the skills they need to have that time set aside, whether it's on a daily schedule or a weekly schedule, where they can talk to them about substances and the dangers, the long-term consequences, and then just be able to support them and guide them through healthier choices.
Okay. So, final thoughts on this? Rena?
Yeah. If you're interested in coming, you can visit thinkagainshasta.com/events and register. But if you don't have a chance to register, you can still drop into one of these sessions that fits your schedule the best. If you have any questions, you can always email us at aodprevention@shastacounty.gov or call us at 530-245-6858. But yeah, we are really excited about these events. We've been working really hard on trying to arrange for this to happen. And yeah, we will be at all four of the events, so you'll see us there. We're very excited. We want everyone to come out to these.
How about you, Bernice? Final thoughts?
So I think Rena did a great job, but again, visit our website, thinkagainshasta.com, and click our events tab to register. We hope that parents will be inclined to attend these events and hopefully get something great out of it. I mean, we have Kaya Lenzion coming in all the way from North Carolina, and she'll be here for four different presentations to really offer that support to parents. And I'm sure if you bring in your questions, you'll be more than happy to answer them as well. So, that's, again, thinkagainshasta.com. And anybody's welcome, whether it be a young adult, an adult, parents, neighbors, mentors, anybody, even our hosts here today, you're more than welcome to attend. So please make sure to either register or just show up, come in and learn new skills. Thank you.
Okay. And for more information and to register, it's thinkagainshasta.com/events. I appreciate you all coming in today, and good luck on your classes that are happening. And again, it starts tomorrow. First one is from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Reading Teen Center, having conversations with our kids about cannabis and other drugs. And then April 3rd from 6 to 7 p.m., Not My Kid, Preventing and Responding to Youth Substance Use. On the 4th, at the SCOE, impactful conversations. And there's plenty of time for you, or plenty of opportunities for you as a parent or a concerned citizen, go and watch these things. And then in Bernie on the 4th, from 1:30 to 2:30 at Bernie High School, Not On Our Watch, Understanding, Preventing, and Addressing Youth THC and Other Substance Abuse. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in and sharing this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we'll remind people tomorrow about what's going on. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Step step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat into a lively Celtic and folk music feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it! Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them
good morning. Yeah, that's right. It's Rawhide. Call us 530-605-4567 and you're entered into the contest to win a set of tickets. We've got six tickets, two for Friday, two for Saturday, and two for Sunday for the Red Bluff Roundup. Just call us at 530-605-4567 and enter. And keep calling. If they fill up, when you fill up the phone, just keep calling. And you're gonna, we're gonna do the drawing of, oh gosh, let me see, on April 11th. So, here we go. Now, Val Kilmer passed. Val Kilmer, first Top Gun. He was in both Top Guns, come to think of it. He died age 65, and he has been ill for years. He had throat cancer. He was in, of course, he played Iceman in Top Gun, and he was Batman. He was in a number of movies, The Doors. I mean, he looked just like Jim Morrison in The Doors. And he died from pneumonia. However, he had recovered after a 2014 throat cancer diagnosis that required two tracheotomies. I have behaved poorly. I have behaved bravely. I have behaved bizarrely to some. I deny none of this and have no regrets because I have lost and found parts of myself I never knew existed, he said toward the end of his vow, a documentary on his career, and I am blessed. Of course, anybody who's ever seen the movie Tombstone, where Val Kilmer played Doc Holliday, can never understand why he was not at least nominated for an Academy Award. That film has become a cult favorite. It has also starred Kurt Russell and Sam Elliott and Bill Paxton and several others that went on to big things. But Val Kilmer's portrayal of Doc Holliday in that was mesmerizing, you could say. But, of course, then he played Iceman. And then the last Top Gun Maverick, he played the admiral who was ill. And he was kind of playing to Kilmer's, his real life battles with cancer. So anyway, Val Kilmer, 65. Now see, all this time, I thought he was older than that. I thought he was older than 65. That's what happens. Yesterday also, last night, you know that they were looking to replace two of the planning commission. And Jack Munch wanted to replace Aaron Hatch and, and Brandy Green. Their terms are expiring 30 April. And Mayor Jack, who, by the way, is going to be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock, wanted to replace them with former Planning Commissioner Joshua Johnson and Blake Nance, who is a former Beverly Hills Police Lieutenant. I've never heard of Blake Nance. Of course, and Hatch wrote an article that hit the op-ed, that hit the paper this weekend. And he wasn't like the last time when they tried to, when Odette and Julie Winters tried to replace them. They let Cameron Middleton go because it had run out. His time had, he'd already served, but he could have stayed. He was willing to stay. And it got into a battle and people stood up for Hatch. And so he was not replaced. So, but now, April 30th, his term runs out, as does Brandy Green's, and Jack Munch wants to put somebody else in there. Now, the question is, why can't the mayor, because it's part of the mayor's duties, replace two members of the commission? And why is it contentious? Well, we'll find out tomorrow. Because it appears that, some people are thinking that Joshua Johnson is a developer and they don't know who the other guy is. But it went to the meeting yesterday, the city council to just, and usually these are kind of perfunctory and they're stamped, but over the last year or two, our city council has managed to make everything non-perfunctory. Anyway, so it comes down to the fact that, Odette and Munz voted yes, and Aaron Reznor and Paul DeNuca voted no, and the vice mayor, Mike Tao, recused himself, which is interesting, except he's real estate, and maybe he knows the people, and he said, hey, look, you know what, I got to recuse myself because I know the people that are on this. I don't know. I didn't get that part. I don't know why Mike would do it unless it's because of he's worked with Joshua Johnson and that. Who, by the way, Joshua Johnson seems like a good guy. He is a developer. He was, some of the words that he had said before about developing and, the riverfront kind of came back to haunt him. Because he was, also set on the city council, was appointed by Odette and Munz and Julie Winter to sit on the city council, and then ran for city council and was not successful. DeNuca and the tower. So it'll be interesting. Anyway, tomorrow Mayor Munns is going to be on the show, and we'll talk about how we're doing here with the city of Reading. Well, you know, I'm sure this will be part of the conversation, but also what are we doing with the $5 million deficit? What are some of the ideas for that? Big League Dreams, the soccer field, other places that, you know, is just sucking money out of the budget of Reading. And we're short first responders because of this. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of plan the mayor has. And it is, I mean, the mayor's, you know, working with all the departments and all this, but when you're the mayor, you get to be asked the questions. Even if you haven't been able to ring the bell until just lately. Okay. They found, yesterday they found that armored vehicle that had in Lithuania that had sunk under the water and into the swamp. And they recovered three bodies out of that. We mentioned that. And they just found the fourth. So they have now accounted for all of the young soldiers that were in the armored vehicle that somehow went off the road and went into the swamp, and it was a major recovery effort, which they did. So, Christina, you're going to be leaving this.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Well, when's your last day here?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. We going to have a party for you?
Of course, I'm already planning on it.
You already planning on your open party?
Of course. It was supposed to be a surprise.
Oh, it's going to be a surprise party for yourself?
No, for us. You're my family. I feel like the surprise will be hitting me on the way there.
The surprise will be hitting you on your way there. So when are you leaving?
At the 10th in the morning.
Okay. All right. Well, how long you been here with us?
Actually, 2 years from the 1st of April. Yep.
2 years.
Yesterday was.
Why Portland?
Oh, it was supposed to be or Austin or Portland. So and.
Oh, okay.
I found the company who kind of gave me opportunity to become. Production assistant.
Uh-huh.
So I decided just to try it. Why not? And especially Portland is close. And I was having a possibility to choose between two states, so in case I'll be able to move forward.
So you went to Austin, though. You liked Austin.
Yes, I love it, to be honest. And I also was trying to apply for different jobs there. I received also good offers, but because Portland is kind of closer, this was the reason.
It's a lot closer.
That's true.
Does that mean you will come back down and visit now and then?
Sure, if I'll be driving to L.A., I will be visiting.
Driving to L.A. What's a production assistant do? Is it like multimedia? Is it TV?
It's TV, and also they do some like magazine stuff. So the thing is, what I'll be doing, I'll be... operating all the social media, preparing for the host, different news,
mm-hmm.
also managing the operation, the boards, the equipment, and everything else.
Okay. So, do you have any problem with moving to Portland?
No, just scary.
Yeah, it is kind of scary.
It is, because I kind of got used to Reading, and the radio station is my home. And I feel myself like...
Well, the place isn't burnt down. Portland, you know, they do strange things up there. I have no idea. Oh, that's me. Okay, kiddo.
I heard there's a cool movie on the YouTube called Portlandia.
Portlandia. Okay.
I haven't seen it, but I heard a lot of recommendations about weird stuff in there. So I will definitely will check it out and let you know on Friday.
Okay, good. All right. Hey, when we come back from the news, we've got Reading Police Department and the There's been a number of things going on at the police department. One, of course, a shortage of people, but there's been some events in the news. And when we come back in the next, segment, I'm going to give away two tickets to the Palo Cedro Frontier Day, which is going to be happening on April the 12th. These are for the rodeo and the big concert afterwards. So we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Biden-era corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been tossed out. A New York federal judge dismissed the case at the Justice Department's request. Adams, seeking re-election, has maintained his innocence. The judge's decision comes 3 months before a primary that will likely choose the city's next mayor. A liberal Democrat has won a state Supreme Court race that has national implications. Susan Crawford defeating Republican Brad Schimmel in the Wisconsin Supreme Court contest, which captured nationwide attention and record-breaking donations.
President Trump, Elon Musk, and other Republicans lined up behind Schimmel. Billionaire megadonor George Soros and other Democrats back Crawford. Her win keeps the state court under a 4-3 liberal majority. Schimmel is a former state attorney general and a supporter of President Trump.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says Crawford has vowed to gerrymander congressional districts to favor the Democrats. Votes in the House will have to wait till next week after a handful of Republicans aligned with Democrats against allowing a vote on GOP legislation.
The Republicans sided with Democrats against a procedural rule that would have allowed debate and votes to proceed on two key GOP bills this week. One would have prevented district court judges from imposing nationwide injunctions. The other would require proof of citizenship for those wishing to vote. The mutiny comes after disagreement about a proposal to change the rules and allow members who are parents of newborns to vote remotely. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump set to announce a major new round of tariffs later today. The death toll from last week's powerful earthquake that hit Myanmar continues to rise as more bodies are pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Myanmar's military government reports the quake claimed more than 3,000 lives. Turn around on Wall Street. Stocks now higher. The Dow is up 66 points. The Nasdaq ahead 6. The S&P 6 points higher as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Heavily armed gangs have gone on the attack in a city in central Haiti, seizing a local prison, freeing hundreds of inmates as local residents flee for their lives.
From what the authorities are saying, it's really getting out of control. You have this coalition of gangs called Vivansin. They are the ones who stormed this police and prison compound and freed more than 500 inmates. But they're different gangs, and they're fighting in the streets of the city. They set up their base at the high school in the city. Many buildings have been destroyed, reports of real violence. Many people left, and as you mentioned, others have set up their own armed militias to fight the gangs.
And that's the BBC's Leonardo Rocha. The Israeli defense minister says the country's military operation in the Gaza Strip is expanding to seize large areas of the Palestinian territory. The operation aimed at crushing and cleaning the area of terrorists. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Actor Val Kilmer has died.
Kilmer's daughter said the cause of death was pneumonia. Kilmer had a long career that began in the 1980s. His first big hit was Top Gun, followed by Willow. He then wowed audiences with his portrayal of Jim Morrison in The Doors in 1991. This led to leading roles in the 90s that included Thunderheart, and then the fan favorite Tombstone that had millions quoting Kilmer's Doc Holliday. The role of Batman came in 1995's Batman Forever, and later he was the leading man in The Saint. Kilmer had been battling throat cancer for several years, with his final film role in 2022 and the Top Gun sequel, Top Gun Maverick, where he reprised his role as Iceman. He was 65. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The major car companies say their sales rose sharply last month. Most of them report double-digit sales gains. This is ahead of 25% tariffs on auto imports due to take effect tomorrow. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR down in downtown Reading on Market Street, and our window in the world out there with the shade pulled because the sun's coming in and killing us. Good morning. It is the 2nd of April. 8:05 in the morning, and the news at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's here at the helm, and is there a national day out there that I just forgot about earlier?
Yes. Good morning, and today is Child Help National Day of Hope.
National Day of Hope, what we were just talking about, substance abuse and trying to prevent it in our children the last hour. So, okay. Hey, if you're looking for the weather, take a look outside. This is what it's going to look like for the next few days. Sunny with a high in the mid-60s. Friday, near 70. No bad things happening. Saturday night, clear. Sunday, maybe a chance of showers, but mostly sunny. Monday, a chance of showers and partly sunny. And then Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. So it looks like good weather has arrived back. Good weather, not hot weather. Good weather. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family owned, locally operated business. Been there for like 30 years into the third generation of the Kinney family running that business. They treat their customers extremely well. Discounts for seniors and veterans, other payment plans. They do treat their customers as friends. Good people there, the Kinney family. Won awards for hiring veterans. State level awards. This is a good place to do business with. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And we're here the first Wednesday of each month with Reading Police Department. Today, Sergeant Brian Moore, who runs traffic. You know, and Brian Moore looks like a policeman. He walks in here and you think, I don't want to throw a fist with this guy. He just looks like, even though he's friendly and he smiles and he's not going to be put you in a bad spot and all these kind of things, but he just looks like the guy you don't want to screw with. Have you always looked like that?
I guess.
Yeah. Well, I've never had a fight in my life. Except my wife, and she wins all the time.
Yeah,
we know what that's like. Yep. So tell us a little bit about you, Brian. How'd you get into the work? Where are you from? All those kind of things.
Yeah, so I was born in Riverside, moved to Reading when I was young, and went to school here, and then got hired with the police department.
You're not getting off that easy. You went to school here. Shasta High, Enterprise, what?
Yeah, I did go to Shasta.
Okay, you went to Shasta High, and then you graduated from high school.
Graduated, and then moved to Sacramento to get my degree, and was fortunate to be hired by the police department.
So you got your degree in
criminal justice.
Oh, okay. Was that 4-year or 2-year?
4-year.
Oh, wow. So you've got that.
Yeah.
And then that's when you decided you were going to be an officer, a police officer?
Well, I was, after I graduated, I was a cadet with the police department,
uh-huh.
and then went to be a boating safety officer with the sheriff's office.
Okay.
And then moved down to Sacramento, got my degree, and was, the timing was right, and fortunate enough to get hired by the Redding Police Department.
So you were kind of a cadet first, and then over the, is the boating safety officer, is that a cool job?
It was pretty fun. It was pretty fun. It
sounds like a great job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm out there in the lake helping people.
Yeah.
You know, oh, gosh, you got to go out in the lake and be there today and drive around.
Yep. Yeah, so it was pretty good.
It's a good thing Brian's got a good sense of humor. Okay, so then you got hired on. And how long ago was that?
I got hired with the Redding Police Department in 2005. Spent some time on patrol. Went to motors. Went back to patrol, went to detectives, and then promoted in 2023 and spent a couple year and a half on patrol and then was moved to back into traffic.
Okay, so tell us what traffic is.
Traffic is basically, in, you know, the motors that you see, the motorcycles that you
okay.
see on the street. We also have a DUI officer. We take care of all of the abandoned vehicles in the city.
Okay.
And then the parking officer, which I know isn't everybody's best friend in downtown, falls under me.
But he's like a community service kind of guy. I mean, he's he's not a he can't arrest people. He just drives around in the truck, right?
Correct.
I want that job.
Yeah.
Does he get a percentage, or does he just get like a regular pay?
No, just regular.
Boy, I tell you what, you gain percentage. Yeah. You watch how many tickets be out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I get like 10% of the tickets I write here, are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have a deficit in the minute.
Yeah.
At least
probably
it'd
not.
At least it'd be attacked pretty well. Okay, so you've got the motors and the motorcycles. How many motorcycles, I mean, do we have on patrol?
Right now we have 3.
Okay.
We,
is that 3 each shift or just?
No, that's
one per
total.
Shift.
The motors work 7 to 5.
Oh, okay. They'll work at night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've got one. We took over our red light cameras. So we also are manning that.
I'm just laughing because my wife's not sitting here.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's well known down there. Oh, hey, Carl. Hey, got a great photo of Linda.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brent.
Yeah.
So you've got the red light cameras, too.
Yes.
Gosh. So you've got all that. I mean, all that's coming under you there.
Yeah.
We were kind of joking about it. It's not funny to people. But the when people park or officers will park close to us, you know, we see them. And they're never there longer than 3, 4, 5 minutes. If it's longer than 5 minutes, I'm thinking, are they on their phone or something? Because you're constantly finding somebody that's, what, on their phone? Doing their makeup, reading a book.
Yeah. Anything, you know, I think a lot of people think of distracted driving as being on your phone, but it's really anything that takes your attention off the roadway. And unfortunately, it's easy to find. When you're out enforcing distracted driving.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, drive down the street and I mean, it's probably more people on their phones than not on their phones.
Correct.
And which is strange because, I mean, now I've got a vehicle that I can just talk into it. I mean, that makes it easier. But before somebody called, I just push a button and just lay it down because you can talk while you're driving. You don't need to hold it up against your face the whole time.
Right.
And it's still, you know, it's interesting to me how people will just do that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What happens when you pull somebody, over for this? Do they ever, I mean, I know everything's different, but do they argue about it or is it more like, you're right?
Yeah. In my experience, not a lot of arguing about it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, everybody knows by now that, you know, it's illegal.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times when they're so distracted that they don't even see you. They're just
you're following them around.
Where you came from.
Yeah.
Because they're so the attention's so diverted into whatever they're doing at the time. their phone, whatever it is.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so you pull up next to me in a light, and you look over, and I'm on my phone, and I look at you, and you're looking at me. If I roll the window down and drop the phone on the ground, will you let me go?
I don't know.
Oh, here, I got rid of it. That ought to be worth, come on, that ought to be worth one. Okay, don't do that again.
Yep, maybe.
Yeah, I have my throwaway phone there just in case. All right. Hey, I'm here with Sergeant Brian Moore, heads up the traffic division. He's a great guy. And distracted driving. You know, we joke about it a little bit, but fender benders and worse because of this.
Yeah, we have a lot of collisions in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big city, but, you know, there's so many things that factor into our collision rate: speeding, distracted driving, DUI is another big one.
Yeah, we want to talk about that. You know, it's DUI, and it is a problem we have. Every city has it, but, you know, but this is our city, and we want to talk about it when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It is a local board of directors. It was founded about 18 years ago. We've been doing business with Cornerstone for years. Very happy with them. It's like the Cheers of banks. And, yes, they are going to be merging with Plymouth, another community bank started in Gridley, where we'll have access to 19 locations ranging from Reno all the way back here to, of course, Reading. And we'll see how that's going to work. Matt Mosley was on the show with us, and he's very strong on it and feels like this is going to be great for all the customers. But for more information about Cornerstone Community Bank, look up bankcornerstone.com on the web. And we'll be right back with Sergeant Brian Moore from the Reading Police Department.
It goes on and on.
Is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plans. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology, because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
There's no warranty.
I'm giving away, welcome back, I'm giving away two tickets to the Palisadro Frontier Day. It's going to happen April 12th, that'll be next weekend, and it's going to be, this is for the, you know, it's free to go to Palisadro Frontier Day, but these are like $40 tickets, so you can go to the rodeo, the Bulls in Bronx, followed by the Jeremy Ryan Band, and Jeremy is a hell of an entertainer. He's just a great singer. So anybody wants two tickets to this can give me a call at 530-605-4567 and get your two tickets to this. So you're going to have a great time. I wish I was going to be here so I could see it. I'm down at another event same day, and I will not be able to get back in time for that. So I'm here with Reading Police Department Sergeant Brian Moore, who runs the traffic division, and he's a hometown boy who went off, got his degree, came back, and he's been working for the Reading Police Department for 20 years, promoted a couple years ago to sergeant, and now he's in charge of traffic. And we were just discussing the red light cameras, because that comes under you. And as he says, you know, some people, if it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and you make a right turn, and the light is unforgiving. However, there are a lot of collisions on that right turn. You know, the California, what they call the California stop.
Correct.
A lot of collisions with pedestrians.
Right.
Yeah, so I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's one of the, you know, when you're setting up for a right turn, you're looking the opposite direction.
Yeah, you're looking
so
left.
Pedestrians, yeah, that the light's red and they get the signal to walk, and they step out in front of your vehicle, and you're making that right
turn. Silly person, just because it says walk,
yeah,
you know, you got to look around and make sure my wife's not making a right turn right then, okay? It's a small car, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I did not realize that. And there's, you said there's 1,100 lights, 1,100 citations a month about that on,
yeah,
for the traffic light cameras.
Right.
And yet everybody knows where they are.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they warn you, and then every so often you'll see them go off at people, and you giggle and point, and then, you know, but then you realize it's hit your family too. So,
yeah.
But you said the majority of the offenses, though, are that right turn.
The right turn, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is there any... $500-something per ticket.
Yeah, it's steep.
And I go back to, say, somebody that's a working class guy, he and his wife are working to keep a roof over their heads, and he does that. He does one of those right turns. He gets hit with a $500 ticket. I mean, that has a big impact on their family. Now, that's beyond you all, because that gets it into the court system.
Right.
But the
goal of, you know, the higher fine citations is to obviously mitigate,
yes,
that activity, because, you know, I think we can all agree that running red lights is
wrong.
It can kill people.
You can.
So.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, and you know what? There's times, but I will tell you, if I know it's a camera, I will turn that 3/4 ton truck into a sled before I go through that light. And God forbid anybody being behind me think, ah, he's going to go for it. He's going for it. No, yeah. No, I'm not. And, so
yeah,
it's because you're never sure. I'm never sure which lights are working. Are they working? Are all of them working all the time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They are?
We go out and we test them once a month and make sure they're working and the yellow lights are working correctly and the timing's right. And
okay. Well, you got to, I guess you have to do that because people would fight it. Say, when's the last time it was checked?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's the camera lights. You've got the parking czar working for you too.
Correct.
So what is the rules on this? Because when they put these things out, and I swear I'll watch people walking down, because where you pay it's right here in front of me.
Right.
And they'll come up there, they'll fool around with it, they'll look at it, and they'll walk back down because they need the license plate, their license plate, which is not, they don't have
right.
memorized. Then they come back and they fill it, you know, and do this. It's, How many tickets does he give out? Would you say?
Yeah, it varies. I think it's safe to say he's over 200 a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but wow. Like I said, it varies. Some months can be a little over 300.
Now, how does he do it? Okay, so I go up. Say I'm parked right here in front, and so I go up there and I park. I put my money in for 2 hours. Now, does he drive by? And how does he know?
He does. He has a vehicle that's equipped with a computer system that he's able to track cars that have been there too long or that are expired, and it's tied in with the
license plate or
but it's tied in with the little stand that you pay for the parking.
Yeah.
And so that's what he does for 8 hours a day. He drives around downtown and watches vehicles and he's great at his job.
He's great at his job. 200 a month. I thought he'd get 200 a week. I mean, because I look at people parking around here. I don't see a lot of them walking down there in pain.
Right.
But, so how many areas does he have to cover? I mean, how big is the area?
Well, I think that the parking is only in this kind of downtown corridor around the courthouse, around Market Street.
Now, I think the parking lot right behind us over here, that used to be Friedman, then they made that a paid one. And then across the street is a paid one. And then along the streets are paid.
Correct.
And so when you put your money in there, then his truck will come up and he will see that, so he's driving, he drives by, does it check the license plate number against what he has?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So he's looking at the license plate number, and then from that box will tell him, they're expired.
Yeah, that their time's expired or, they never even paid.
Or they didn't pay.
Yeah.
Well, what happens then? Does he stop his vehicle and issue a ticket?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. He'll get out and he'll verify. He has a little handheld. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a phone.
Yeah.
But a little handheld thing that he takes with him, and he'll verify the violation in the vehicle and then issue a citation real quick, and that's it.
Okay. So you do get a written citation, then it's on your window.
Correct.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, does anybody give him trouble?
Yeah, I
guess
he
so.
He does get some trouble from time to time.
I can just see it. I can just see it. Nobody wants to get caught.
But he's—I don't know if you ever met him. He's super nice guy.
Great, I'm sure he is.
Great guy.
And he had to be able to defuse things. Yeah. Hey, man, I'm sorry. It's just my job.
Yeah,
it's my job. You know, right. And if it was up to me, I'd just let you park there for free. Forever.
Yeah.
It was up to me.
Right.
Those are the first words out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working for this guy named Sergeant Moore, and he will beat me to parade rest if I do that.
Yeah.
So we hit parking, we hit the red light cameras. We've talked about the danger in red light cameras is not so much you're going to hit something but somebody. And that's where you get a lot of your pedestrian incidents, is when people are making that right turn.
Right. That's the premise behind the red light cameras, is obviously safety, reducing collisions, that type of thing. And does it
work? I guess that's the bottom line. I mean, do you see, you know, when you put up the red light cameras, do you see, like reductions in wrecks and all that?
Yeah, so there's a reduction in the traffic collisions, but, you know, there's an increase of the violations that we've seen, too. So,
okay. Yeah.
I think it does work. I think people go slower as they approach those intersections.
Oh, I know I do.
And it's with those lights up, you know, people get a citation, and it's an opportunity to educate them, and, so I definitely think they have their place.
And okay. I tell you what, I am more watchful when I'm coming to one of those, because nobody wants to get a ticket, but right. Then I'm always watching that truck, the car in front of me.
Right.
Because I'm thinking, is he going to be like me? And, you know, you get up close to that thing, and it goes yellow, I'm stopping.
Right.
And then when you watch the ones either don't pay attention and they hit it and they're going through on yellow, it turns red, and you're watching those white lights blink really down deep. It's kind of like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah, not me.
Right.
Ooh, you're going to be sorry.
Right.
Hey, I'm here with Sergeant Brian Moore, who heads up traffic, been a member of the Reading Police Department for over 20 years, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Was founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. It's a barbershop, my friends, not a hair salon. Go in and get a great haircut. It's the only place I've been going since 2007. Never had a bad haircut. It's pleasant. It's good people there. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. That way I can come in, get a haircut, and roll on. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's a great place. Thoroughly recommend these guys. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with the Reading Police Department.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Event Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're always looking for heroes here. 8:35 in the morning here on the 2nd of April. Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's like 46 degrees now, but it's going to go up to like 65 today. It's going to be sunny all through the weekend. Let's be happy. I'm here with Sergeant Brian Moore from Redding Police Department, runs the traffic division. We're having a great time. Brian's got a good sense of humor, and he's, you know, he hasn't even threatened me once. Here, let's go to the phones. Nick, I hope it's a good question and not something strange. Hello, Nick.
So here's my question. On the road that's got a bicycle lane.
Louder, Nick. Get closer.
On a road that has a bicycle lane on both sides, are the bicyclists required to ride with the traffic?
No, bicyclists are not required to ride with traffic in a bicycle lane.
Well, so, that answers my question.
So thanks, Nick. So that means they can be coming down at you instead of with you. If they're in a bicycle lane.
A marked bicycle lane, like the one that we have on that was just put in on Continental Street.
What about what are they doing over here on California Street? Right up here? Next street over? They've had it shut down. I think they're putting more bike lanes in there.
Yeah, there's more bike lanes going in all over.
But it looks like they're putting one of those center things in with those little bumpers. I don't know. I don't know. The guy says, oh, yeah, another bicycle lane. And I'm sitting there thinking, do you see a lot of bicycles in the bicycle lanes? I mean, you're out there a lot more than I am. Do you see very many?
I think that I think that the law-abiding citizens use the bicycle lanes a lot more.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I've got a follow-up question.
Oh, are you still there? Okay, thank you. What?
Now I forgot it because you started picking on me. When you said a marked bicycle lane, did you mean, and you mentioned Continental Street, did you mean that separate lane with the bumpers in between them, or is it the white line between the sidewalk and the traffic lane?
Yeah, the designated bicycle lanes that are clearly marked bicycle lanes, that doesn't necessarily have to be the lanes with the bullards.
Yeah, the bumpers
separating traffic, but in certain spots they do that just to give a little added protection.
Well, it's my understanding that's how these streets that are getting paved are hitchhiking on that. They're getting extra money for putting in the bicycle lanes. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick. We have so many bicycle lanes, and like, you know, frankly, when they made the Placer into, you know, from four lanes down to two lanes with a turn lane. I thought that's going to be a disaster, but hasn't been. Seems like that's working okay.
Right.
What would you say? Now you've got your motor officers, and you said you had, you know, the traffic tickets and red light cameras. What else is coming under you on that?
That's all as far as personnel.
Right, personnel.
But we, in traffic, we coordinate all of our special events. So,
let's talk about that.
This is a very busy time for us coming up. We have Kuiper Nights the next month. We have rodeo. And then after that, we have the 4th of July. So coordinating all of those events with Public Works, the Streets Division, you know, all of the players in that, you know, the Reading Rodeo Association, Cool April Nights Association.
So you're working with our traffic guys, and so you've been to the last 15 rodeos,
right? Yeah.
But you haven't seen them, though.
Correct.
Are you going to wear a cowboy hat this year?
Probably not.
Probably not? No. Yeah. Okay. I understand you can, though.
I look so good. Yeah, true.
I understand you can wear one, though,
yes.
Right, out there?
Yes.
I don't know. Is Cool April Night seems like such a different event than the rodeo. Different groups. Am I wrong? Is it like the same kind of people that are going to Cool April Nights and then go to the rodeo?
They're very, you're right. They're very different events.
Yeah.
They are, I think that the Cool April Nights attracts a lot of people from out of the area.
Yeah.
Whereas the rodeo is a very fun community event. Not that Cool April Nights isn't. It's just, I think it's a different. Each event, you know, just attracts different people.
But it seems like with the Cool April Nights, you bring in your 1957 whatever with the 427 quad carbs, big tires that you just want to use it. Do you see that? I mean, that's exaggeration, but do you see that when if Cool April Nights is here? Because I tell you, I live downtown and I can hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And we want, I mean, my goal with the traffic unit and our goal, you know, as the police department, we want people to come here. We want people to enjoy the event, but we have to do it safely. And so I know that people want to show off their cars and do that kind of stuff, but there's the drag strip that's designated for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to kind of let people have fun, but at the same time, we have to ensure that people are safe because we don't want this event to get shut down from
and you don't, crashing. You don't want somebody – yeah, you don't want injuries out there.
Right.
Like at Sturgis, when you ride to Sturgis, you know there's going to be 10 people dead. In the surrounding area,
right.
If they don't have 10, it'll be 4 or 5, but it'll be a number of people.
Right.
Everybody's having a great time. But I had a friend that worked the Sturgis. He worked for the state highway patrol. Said he hated it, would never do it. Doesn't even like Sturgis. So then you're like the people in Sturgis now after all this. And I went, the people in Sturgis? He goes, yeah, I just don't like Sturgis. Okay.
Yeah.
But he'd worked it for a long time. Yeah.
Right.
I think you got a different crowd heading to Sturgis than you do Cool April Nights.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
then the rodeo. Then you have the rodeo. So, two different events and two different groups of people. And so what's your biggest concern about that?
The biggest concern with rodeo is, again, we want people to come and enjoy the events, enjoy the show, enjoy the rodeo. But part of, you know, a big part of the rodeo is being responsible. We know.
Yeah, not
getting drunk. It's no secret that people drink a lot at the rodeo, and that's great. Enjoy yourself. But being responsible, getting a ride home, there's a lot of ride shares. Just being responsible and not driving. We want people to come and enjoy the event. There's not a lot of enforcement going on, but something we do have a zero tolerance on is the DUIs.
And as you should.
Right.
Now, we talked about DUIs before the show started, and I have a close friend that got injured, and the woman that was arrested was on a suspended license. And this was like her fourth DUI she had in 3 years, and there's been no reason that she should have ever been behind the wheel, and yet there she was,
right,
under the influence again, and that's what you don't want. That's when the innocent people get hurt.
Correct. And there's, you know, at the end of last year, we had two DUI fatalities, mm-hmm. which, you know, one is too much.
Yes.
Somebody getting killed because another person chooses to drive while intoxicated.
Yeah.
We have, as I mentioned, the DUI officer that is in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hard worker, but I mean, it shocks me how many DUIs we're arresting, and especially with the education that has gone on.
Yeah.
And people are still choosing to, I just
Uber, Lyft, friends.
Right.
I mean, taxis.
Right.
I mean, they just don't think they're drunk? Is that they're drunk and they're so drunk they don't think they're drunk?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I really don't know the mindset. I guess if I did, I'd be a millionaire. But
so does your DUI guy work every day?
No, he only works 4 days a week. He's on a 4-10 schedule.
Okay.
And he works Thursday through Sunday.
Okay.
But we've had that position since October, and he's already up to 151 DUIs this year.
Now, is he looking for him specifically, or does somebody call him and say, "Hey, I've got this person pulled over"?
Both. His sole job is DUI enforcement, but we do have a lot of collisions where people aren't hurt,
yeah.
But the drivers are DUI. So if we have one of those, then they'll call him over. Or if one of the other beat officers pulls over somebody that's DUI, they'll call him over for the investigation.
Because he's trained. He's got special training for this, especially if it's drugs that are involved and not alcohol.
Correct. Which the drug impaired driving is definitely on the rise.
Yeah, I would imagine. And, what I heard and what I've read is that it's not only they're drinking alcohol, then they're maybe smoking weed or taking something else. So, I mean, you're just compounding this thing.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So how many has he had? How many has he arrested?
Him alone has over 150 already. And, you know, when you put that into perspective, last year as a department, we arrested 405 DUIs. So mm-hmm. he's definitely making.
I know, and you know, and then the people down south will turn this against us, and because we are taking it, you know, we're being proactive. Oh, look at all the DUIs you got up there. I mean, that's what happens,
right?
And so, anyway, hey, I'm here with Sergeant Brian Moore, heads up the traffic division, which has the DUI guy, the parking, the red light cameras, and the motorcycle gods. And we'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers.
Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's our last segment today on the 2nd of April, Wednesday. It's hump day. Hump day. 8:50 in the morning. I'm giving away two tickets to Glowing Wild. That's going to start April 4th. These are golden tickets, my friends. They can be used any time between April 4th and June 8th. I believe, yeah. And you get $10 off a new Turtle Bay annual membership. For the first person that gives me a call, use from April 4th to June 8th, open select dates. You know, there's going to be days, I think, around the rodeo that they may not be running during that time frame. But just call us and come on down and pick up your tickets. I'm here with Redding Police Department Sergeant Brian Moore, traffic, who handles, the motor division, which is motorcycles. The red light cameras, parking, and the DUIs.
Correct.
And we talked about this, the different aspects of each section. Now, the motor guys, is there like a feeling of superiority from these guys? I mean, really?
No.
Riding Beamers now?
Yep.
And you've got one per shift,
We've got three. We have five mm-hmm. motor positions, but we lost two
right.
for budget issues. So we have three right now.
Okay. So does everybody want to be a motor officer or just what?
Surprisingly not.
Yeah. I mean, what's the matter with the rest of them? Are they doing gut checks here?
Well, you have the tickets that people don't like writing. So
are you writing a lot of tickets as a motor?
Yeah, we write quite a bit of tickets.
Yeah, how do you train your officers?
Each motor officer goes through a pre-training, which is
mm-hmm.
that can vary depending on the skill of the rider, and then go through a pretty intensive 2-week motor.
Is that here
motor
in town?
School? Yes, we host our own.
Okay,
so we have motor instructors who do the training
okay.
for our new motors. And that's a pretty intense school. It's basically 80 hours of riding, which is exhausting.
Yeah.
Especially the first week is all cone patterns and slow stuff.
Oh my God. I tell you what.
And yeah. And then the second week is more your code 3 riding,
code 3 is fast.
Yeah. Lights and sirens.
Okay.
And then you're riding in traffic. Go down to San Francisco and do city riding.
Oh, okay. So when you're doing your code 3, do you have like a track here, or do you just how does that work?
No, it's more the code 3 riding would be more like apexing turns, that type of thing. Being able to ride faster to get to calls
mm-hmm.
and do it safely.
Yeah, because and the other thing, well, the good thing is you've got sirens and lights going, because I still to this day don't understand how people can look, be staring right at you with a headlight coming at you and not see a motorcycle.
Right.
But it happens all the time.
Right.
So at least if you've got the red, you know, the red and blues going, it might help.
Right.
You still have, how many, do you have very many accidents with your motors?
It does happen. We had one last year that was a very slow speed accident,
mm-hmm.
but we train pretty often.
Yeah.
Once you get into traffic, we train, twice a month.
Okay.
One half day and then one full day of training.
Yeah.
And, you know, being a motorcycle officer is all about putting yourself in the safest position. And that's,
sure.
that's why a lot of times we split traffic and,
let's talk about splitting traffic, okay. because I told you the story about the first time Linda got on the back of my Harley. We split traffic going up over the Grapevine. I don't know how many thousand cars we passed that day.
Right.
Why is it okay to split traffic? Why is it, I mean, it's legal. It's legal in California to do that.
It is legal. And for us, like splitting traffic at an intersection, you know, you split between the lanes and all of the cars that you pass are potential hazards when
right.
you take off. And one of the worst spots to be in on a motorcycle is somewhere where somebody can hit you from behind.
Right.
So, you know, when I pull up to an intersection, my eyes automatically start falling to my rearview mirrors, seeing who's coming up behind me. When you split traffic, you kind of have that cushion of the cars behind you.
Yeah, so you can get up in front.
Right. And when the light turns green and you go to go, you have the best visual representation
yeah.
of the intersection and potential
sure.
hazards entering the intersection.
What about you driving down the freeway? And, I mean, just you see it all the time. You're blowing through there at 70, 75, and here comes a bike that rolls between you and a truck, or you and another car doing 70, and he's blowing right through.
Yeah, I don't think that that's probably the best lane splitting. I think that that's very unsafe.
Yeah.
But when traffic is backing up, definitely being able to pass hazards is the safest place to be on a motorcycle.
And that's why we went up over the Grapevine. They were bumper to bumper.
Right.
And I was probably doing all of like 10 to 15 miles per hour, but it was still 10 miles an hour faster than they were doing.
Right.
So, and then, of course, then you get the cars that see you coming that lean over in the lane because they don't want you passing them.
Yeah, and I think that that's just an education thing. It's something that people don't understand, that you're not, you know, it's not cutting the line. It's putting yourself in the safest position, because we all know on a motorcycle, you know, you're not going to survive a crash with
yeah.
a 5,000-pound vehicle.
No, and if you do, you're just, you know, when you get out of the hospital, you thank God
right.
that you're still there.
Right.
Okay, now, we're short people, and this is above your pay grade. We're down almost a shift if you look at the number. What kind of impact is that having on just your day-to-day ops?
For traffic, it's having quite an impact. Right now, I have two guys in a traffic collision investigation school,
mm-hmm.
and then I have one guy in red light cameras. So at this time, I basically have nobody on the street. That's not something that is normal. But, you know, those types of things, whereas if we were fully staffed, I would still have two motors on the street.
Yeah, because you've lost how many? Two?
Lost two. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Does it have an impact?
Yeah. I mean, that's 40% of the unit.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, because your red light camera guy is, that's a sworn officer. Is that a sworn officer?
It
okay.
is.
Your parking guy's not, but still he's, you know, it's part of that. And then your motors. And then if they're in school, that's it.
Right. Right.
So are you riding the streets some more?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Is Trevor Denham still in motors, or did he move to something else?
Yeah, he moved to patrol.
He moved to patrol?
Yeah.
Okay, because I used to see him all the time.
Yeah.
Robo coming down the street.
Yes.
Hey, well, Sergeant Moore, thank you so much for being with us today. You know, you've been you're a Redding kid. You came back after college, joined, and you're spending your time here keeping us safe. And it's deeply appreciated by our community.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a great department to work for.
Yeah.
And it's a great community, and I love
you feel the support, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's great. Okay, well, thanks a lot. Make sure you tell everybody how much they're appreciated down there. Maybe not your red light camera guy.
What do you think?
I tell you what, I'm going to give him a photo of Linda so that, you know, as it comes through. Anyway, no, he probably already knows her name. Hey, tomorrow we have with us Mayor Jack Muntz is going to join us. And there's so many things going on. It's the first time Jack's been on since he was running for office. And I'm interested to get his take on the budget deficit, what they're doing, how they're going to handle that, the river plan, and of course this brouhaha with the planning commission, which seems to be kind of making a mountain out of a molehill here. So anyway, have a great day. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to have a great week, and God bless America.
And I won't back down. Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.